这时候我就请郭牧师上台来为我们传讲今天下午的这堂信息。他所要讲的题目是死时的大力。
Good afternoon, and I'd like to wish one and all a very blessed New Year in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家下午好，我要奉着救主耶稣基督的圣名来，就是恭祝大家能够有一个蒙福的新的一年。
The final message from the Lord for this year is entitled "Great Gain at Death."
这今年最后一堂的信息，我们的题目是死时的大力。
Year after year, we live as if there will always be another year next year.
年复一年，我们都这样的来过活，在度过，然后我们都好像是以为说理所当然将会有。接下来的一年，明年。
I'd like us to be still for a moment and to think of those who were with us on the 31st of December last year, but are no longer with us today.
我愿意大家稍微来静默，来回想那些在就是2020年12月31号就跟我们在一起的那些人，今天已经不在的，让我们来思想。
Some of us have experienced the loss of our loved ones.
我们当中有一些人就是经历了我们家人的离去。
Their time on earth was over.
他们在地面上的时间已经成为过去了。
The Lord had taken them home to glory.
神已经把他们接回天家，接回他荣耀里。
Have they experienced great gain at death?
他们在死的时候是否已经经历了那大力呢？
I remember in May, Mrs. Jemima Koo was taken home to glory.
我记得在午夜间，就是邱英德牧师的师母啊，她就是被接回天家。
I remember her very fondly.
我深刻的记得她。
First met her when she was still in school uniform.
我首次见到他的时候，他仍然是就是穿着校服，是个学生。
Then we became classmates in FEBC.
那之后我们就成为神学院里面远中神学院里面的同学。
We are together in America when we were studying there.
我们在到美国去深造的时候，我们都一起的在那里求学。
I was there at her wedding.
我也我在那里。
We served together in FEBC.
然后我们就是在远东神学院来一起同心服事。
Death is something that we cannot not think about.
死亡，是我们不能不去想的事情。
Every time we attend a vigil service or a funeral, we are forced to think of our own death.
每一次我们参加追思礼拜，参加安息礼拜，我们都就是不得 也要来想念到思想到死亡。
The Lord says it is a good thing.
那主告诉我们说那是好事。
Because he says that it is better to be in the house of mourning than to be in the house of feasting.
因为他告诉我们说在往遭丧之家强如往宴乐之家。
But it is a topic that we don't like to talk about.
然而，这是我们都不喜欢来谈到的课题。
There's a lot of superstition that comes with death.
死亡就是牵涉到许多迷信的事。
There was one day where I had to conduct a wedding in the morning and a funeral in the afternoon.
那有一回我在早上就是必须主持那婚礼，那下午要主持葬礼。
That was fine.
那看来是没问题。
But on another occasion, I had to attend a funeral first before a wedding.
而在另外一回，我是需要先到葬礼去，然后才到婚礼。
And when the family members of the bride and groom found that out, I was told to excuse myself. Please do not turn up.
当那就是新婚的这对新人的家人知道他们就有人就告诉我说请我不要出席。
Or if it was a birthday and then I just attended a funeral, please also do not come.
如果是庆祝生日，那如果我已经参加了这丧礼，那人就会叫我说请不要来。
So how can there be great gain at death when death seems to be something that we are all so afraid of and try to avoid?
那死亡既然是我们许多人所惧怕，许多人所想要逃避的，那死亡怎么会有大力呢？
And yet we know that in this world, if there is no gain at death, we are in serious trouble.
而我们却知道说在这世界上如果在死的时候没有任何的利益的话，那我们真的是就是有祸了。
Imagine a reality where the moment we die, we just become nothing.
你想想看，如果我们真的是在死的时候真的是就是这样的消失掉。
And what you have,is what you have on this earth, and that's it.
而你所拥有的，不过就是你在这地面上所拥有的就是这么样而已。
There is no heaven, there is no hell. The moment you die, you become nothing.
那没有天堂，没有地狱，那你一死什么都没有了。
Just like the animals, the birds, and the fish.
就像那些走兽，天空的飞鸟，还有海里的鱼。
You die, you just become nothing.
一死了什么都成为虚无了。
Every relationship on earth is severed forever.
每一个在地面上的这关系就这样的就是永远的断绝了。
You never meet one another ever again forever and ever because we become nothing after that.
因为我们就是在死后就消失掉，那我们就不再我们就永永远远的不再与对方来相见了。
Can you imagine a world that is like that?
你能够想象吗？像这样的一个世界。
Do you know that there are many, many people on earth who really think that this is what life and the world is like?
你知道吗？有许许多多的人，他们就是真的就是认为说生命就是如此。
But we know that there is great gain at death.
然后我们知道说在死的时候是有大力。
This is not from the counsel or the wisdom of man.
这不是出自人的智慧。
We know that our life here on earth is more than just simply living and then we die.
我们知道说我们在地面上的生活就是这样的是地面上的生命就是这样的生活之后我们就要死。
And then we become nothing.
之后我们就变成什么都就是消失掉。
That is the life of hopelessness.
那如果是这样的话，那这是一个非常绝望的一个生命。
And so we try our best.To gain as much as possible, don't we?
那因此我们就是想方设法要来尽所能的得到更多。
And so we gain as much as possible in life.
因此我们活着的时候，我们就想方设法要得到更多。
How much are you worth at this point in time?
那你现在你 就是身价独值多少呢？
How much are you worth in your own eyes?
你在自己的眼里看自己值得多少呢？
How much are you worth to your loved ones?
那在你的家人亲友眼前你到底值多少呢？
How much are you worth in the eyes of God?
你在神的眼里到底值得多少呢？
Is your estimation of yourself same as how God would estimate your worth?
那你自己的估计是不是真的是像神就是所估算你的价值呢？
God tells us that godliness with contentment is great gain.
那神告诉我们说敬谦加上知足的心便是大利。
This is the biblical formula to great gain.
那这是圣经给我们这样的一个方程式，就是关于大利。
The word gain is used only 2 times in the whole New Testament.
那这利或者说利益这个词汇在新约圣经里面只用过2次。
It is found in verse 5 and in verse 6 and that's it.
就是在第5节还有第6节就是这2处。
The last part of verse 5 says, supposing that gain is godliness from such withdraw thyself.
那在第5节后半部那里他就说这个这些人就是他们以为敬谦是得利的门路。
The world tells us that there is great gain the more you own, the more things you possess on earth.
世人告诉我们说那这利益就是说你在地面上你获争取越多拥有越多那就是利益。
So people keep on working hard to accumulate more and more things.
因此人们就是努力的要来累积越来越累积越多东西。
And so the whole world look up to people who are multi-billionaires.
因此全世界的人都就是眼睛都注视着那些百万富翁上千万富翁。
The rich people are always envied by others.
那些富有的人人总是就是羡慕他们。
Because they have great gain.
因为认为说他们得到大利。
And in the time of Paul, there were also people who taught that if you have lots of money, it is a blessing from God.
在保罗的时代也有人有这样的想法，以为说如果你拥有很多的钱财，那就是说神赐福给你。
And so they believe that gain is godliness.
那因此他们就认为说能够得到利益那就是等于是敬谦。
You started with nothing, now you have so much of things.
我们开始的时候一无所有，那现在却拥有这么多。
God must be blessing me.
那因此神应该是赐福给我了。
And so, you continue to get and want more and more.
那因此你就持续的就是要来得到，那也要想要得到越更多的更多的。
God says, you better think again.
神告诉你说你还是重新的来思量。
Avoid this kind of thinking.
让我们避免有这样的想法。
Avoid the people who will teach you this kind of thinking.
让我们也真的是就是避开那些要这样子教导我们的人。
If you think that because you have lots of money, you are blessed by God,Please think again.
那如果你认为自己拥有很多钱财，那因此你是蒙神赐福，那请你再次的思考。
God says the biblical formula for what God considers as gain, not just gain, but great gain, is godliness with contentment.
那神告诉我们说，那神所认为那真正的利益不单是利益，而是大利，那就是神给我们的这方程式，就是敬谦加上 知足的心。
Contentment means self-sufficiency.
那知足的心就是认为说自己已经足够了。
The person feels very, very satisfied with what he has.
那人他为着自己所拥有的感到满足了。
And all these very rich people are very satisfied with what they have.
这些很有钱的人是不是他们都为着自己所拥有的感到满足呢？
So they are very, very contented.
那因此他们就非常的知足。
But God did not say contentment alone, but God says godliness with contentment.
神没有说单单说是知足而已，而是神说的是敬谦加上知足。
Not contentment first and then godliness.
而不是先知足然后才敬谦。
It is godliness with contentment.
而是敬谦加上知足。
Why did God put it this way?
为什么神这样子的来安排?
Because there are a lot of godly people who are not contented.
因为有许多的敬谦的人他们并不知足。
See, there are a lot of people in the world who are very contented, but they are not godly at all.
而在世上也有很多的人，他们是非常知足，但是他们却不敬虔。
They live and love the things of the world.
他们就是贪爱这世上的这些事物，而这样子的来过活。
They drink.They indulge in all the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, and they are very, very contented.
他们就是醉酒，他们就是沉溺在那眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲、今生的骄傲。
And it's because of their great gain.
因着这样，他们认为他们得大利。
The stock prices went up. They make millions of dollars overnight.
股票上涨，他们就是就这样一夜之间就得到许多的，这赚取许多。
But God says, not in my eyes, that's not great gain.
神说这并不是在我眼里，他这不是大利。
You have to be godly.
你必须是敬虔的。
God purposely picked the word godly, not holy.
那神刻意的就是选择这样的一个字眼，就是敬虔而不是圣洁。
Why did God pick the word godliness?
为什么神要用敬虔呢？
Godliness means to be like God.
敬虔也就是说要像神。
It is the sum total of all the attributes that God has given to his children.
这是神赐给他子民的这些神的属性的总和。
A person is godly because he is holy, because he is patient, because he is long-suffering, because he has God's love. All the attributes, all of them found in the Christian, will make him like God. That's godliness.
一个人敬虔，他就是有圣洁，那他有耐心，他恒久忍耐，他有爱心，那这一切一切的属性加起来，那这就是敬虔。
In other words, he's a Christian.
换句话说，他是个基督徒。
He has all his sins washed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他的罪已经借着耶稣基督的宝血洗清洁了。
He has a personal, intimate relationship with his heavenly Father and his Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
他有这样的一个个人亲近与他的天父还有他的救赎主有这样的一个个人亲近的关系。
And so only Christians can experience great gain.
那因此唯有基督徒能够来经历那大利。
And this great gain begins here on earth.
而这大利是在这地面上就已经开始了。
Because it begins with his salvation.
因为这是从他得救的时候开始。
The first experience of the greatness of this gain is to have his sins forgiven by God in Christ.
那他所得到的第一个大的利益就是他的一切的罪污在耶稣基督里得蒙赦免了。
Have you gained this?
你是否已经得到这一个呢？
Where all your sins have been forgiven.
你的罪，一切的罪污都得到 得到饶恕。
They are no longer under the dominion and bondage of sin.
啊，你已经不在这个罪的掌管底下，不再是被罪所捆绑的。
Doesn't mean that you will not stumble and fall into sin.
而这不是说你就不会跌倒跌入罪里。
It means that you have the strength to overcome sin.
意思是你能够有能力来胜过罪恶。
It means that after you stumble and fall into sin, you hate it, and then you repent, and then you ask God for forgiveness.
也就是说你可能会跌倒跌入罪中，但是你厌恶，那你就要愿意，你就会愿意离开那里，你也求神帮助你，让你离开那。
Because a person who is godly is also holy.
因为一个敬虔的人，他也是一个圣洁的人。
Holy means he wants to get rid of sin in his life.
圣洁也就是说他愿意在除掉他生命中的罪污。
And he will keep on doing what is good and righteous in his life.
而他会持续的来行那良善，行那公义的事情，借着他的生命。
That is the beginning of experiencing great gain.
那这是就是经历这大利的开始。
But great gain doesn't come automatically.
大利却不是这样自然而然的来的。
That's why God says it has to be godliness with contentment.
那意思神说必须是敬虔加上知足的心。
Are you very satisfied with who you are in Christ?
你是否是感觉到说自己在基督里是非常满足的呢？
And this satisfaction is not based upon your home, based upon your family and friends and things of this earth.
那这样的一个知足，这样的一个满足，不是基于说你的住家、你的家人、你的朋友，不是基于这一些。
It is how all these things and people impact you spiritually.
而是这一些、这一切的一切，这些人是怎么样的在属灵上来影响你
？Does a family members help you to become more like Christ？
你的家人是不是在帮助你来更像主耶稣基督呢
？Do the friends that you have help you become more like Christ？
你的朋友是不是也帮助你来更像基督呢？
Do they encourage you to study and to read God's word and to pray more?
他们是不是也来鼓励你来研读神的话语，来更多的来祷告？
Do the things that you possess and purchase help you to become a better Christian?
你所买所拥有的这些东西，是不是帮助你来成为一个更好的基督徒呢？
To help you to give to others and also help you to study the Bible better.
帮助你来就是赐予他人，帮助你来研读神的话语，来成为更好的信徒。
Are you very, very satisfied and thankful to God in your relationship with Him right now?
你是不是就是在与神的关系中你感到满足，你向他来感恩，这时候你是这样子的吗？
This is the contentment that the Bible speaks of.
那这就是圣经所说的那知足，那满足。
Just because we are godly doesn't mean that we are contented.
然后单单是我们敬虔，这不表示说我们就是知足。
Every godly person in Christ has the potential to be contented.
每一个敬虔在基督里敬虔的人，他们都有这样的一个潜能，能够来得到这真正的满足。
If you are a Christian truly born again, and then you love the world, you are not contented. You do not have great gain.
那如果你是一个基督徒，你重生得救，但是你却爱这个世界，那你就不是。满足，那你就没有这大力。
A good example would be Lot.
那一个很好的例子就是罗德。
The Bible said that every morning he was vexed in his spirit.
圣经说他每一天都在那里心里焦虑。
He loved the things of the world. He loved the luxury and the comforts of life more than the Lord Jesus Christ.
他爱这世界上的事物，他爱那 物质享受，他不是爱基督。
Was he born again in Christ? No doubt, the Bible said so.
那他是否已经在基督里重生得救呢？那肯定的，圣经是这么说的。
He was godly as far as his salvation was concerned.
那从他所得的救恩来看，那他是敬虔的。
But his day-to-day life, his experiences in life, in relation to the things of the world and the people of the world, that was not godly.
然而他天天的生活，他就是他跟神的关系的这一些生活的表现，这一切都不敬虔。
So he was godly, not with contentment. He was godly with carnality.
那他是敬虔，但是不是加上知足，他是敬虔加上属肉体。
And that was not great gain.
那如果是这样，他那因着这样，他是没有得到大利。
When Lot died, was he going to heaven? Yes.
当罗德死的时候，他是不是要上天堂呢？是的。
He was in, or he will be in heaven. He is in heaven, but there was no great gain as far as his life of service and testimony was concerned.
如果他就是到了天堂，但是他的这个见证的生命却并不是得到那大力。
That's why the Lord gave this counsel to Timothy, who was a pastor of the church of Ephesus at this time.
那因此保罗就是这样的来吩咐提摩太，那因为提摩太这时候是在以弗所来牧会。
He wanted Timothy to understand this so that Timothy can teach this to the congregation in Ephesus.
他要提摩太来明白这一点，好叫提摩太能够把这来教导当他在牧羊以弗所教会的时候，把这来教导信徒。
Because you'll find that as Christians, you will be able to save.Very, very well.
那因为如果身为基督徒，那你是能够来这样的来说
，the things of the world, you will save a lot.
你会就是会储存很多这世上的。
Because we don't waste it on smoking, on drinking, on gambling.
我们会节省很多。那我们因为我们不会把它消耗在抽烟喝酒赌博的事上。
These are the vices that will rob a lot of people of their hard work.
因为这一些都是那些会使到就是这些恶习会使到许多人把辛苦赚来的钱财都耗费掉。
And with the accumulation of material things, we can fall into the danger of godliness with carnality.
而我们如果就是来累积这些的钱财，那我们很可能会就是陷入一个这样的一个困境，就是敬虔加上属肉体。
Because when you work hard, you have more.And so you like to improve your life a little bit more and taste a little bit more of luxury.
因为如果你努力工作你得到一些，那你就会想着说要得到更多来享受更多。
And the taste of luxury is very seductive.
要享受荣华富贵，那这是非常吸引人的。
The more you live it,The more you want to hold on to it, it is very hard to go back down the ladder.
那你得到越多，你就越想要得到更多。那要就是回到原处是很困难的。
Once you climb the ladder of luxury, you do not want to come back down to the life without luxury.
一旦你享受一些荣华富贵你爬上这样的一个梯阶，你就是很困难如果要回到原处，你是很困难。
If I have been living in a very big house with a very nice swimming pool and a nice gym, it's very hard for me to give all this up and go back and live in an HDB flat.
如果我因此来到说能够住在一个大洋房，那也有一个很美的健身室，还有游泳池，那我得到这些，我如果要回到说住在主屋里面啊，那是很不容易。
That's why the Lord tells us the biblical formula for great gain is godliness with contentment, not godliness with carnality. That is great gain.
那因此神告诉我们说，就是得大利的这方程式应该是敬谦加上知足的心，而不是敬谦加上属肉体的心。
So don't focus on materialism.
因此我们不应当就是专注于这物质。
If it comes, it comes. If it doesn't come, it's okay.
如果有也好，那即使是没有，我们也无所谓。
Don't hope and long to live a luxurious life.
然后我们不要期盼着要过那荣华富贵的生活。
If such a life ever comes, such a life comes, but always be ready to give it up at any time.
若这样的事情临到，那我们领受，不过我们也要就是预备心说任何时候都把它放弃。
Don't be dependent upon it.
那不要靠赖这些。
Because the Lord says to us, even as he gave us the biblical formula to great gain, he tells us the biblical logic of great gain.
神不单是把这就是合乎圣经的这样的一个大力的方程式给我们，他也给我们那就是合乎那逻辑的合乎圣经的逻辑大力的逻辑。
He says in verse 7, For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out.
那在第七节他就告诉我们说，因为我们没有带什么来到世上，那也不能带什么去。
This is a simple logic that we don't think about.
那这是一个很简单的逻辑，是我们就是没有去思想的。
Yeah, of course, when we were born, we did not know that we came into this world with nothing.
当我们在来到世上的时候，我们并不知道说我们是没有带什么来的。
Because when we are born into this world, we are surrounded by many things.
因为当我们一来到这世上的时候，我们围绕着我们的有许许多多的东西。
We born into this world in a very nice, clean environment called a hospital.
我们就是在来到这世上的时候，我们周围是那样的清洁卫生的这个环境，那被称为医院。
It's surrounded by a lot of expensive hospital equipment.
周围就是有很多这些医药器材。
And your parents paid a lot of money for you to be born to this world.
你的父母也让你来生在这世上的时候，他们就要花费许多的钱财。
And the moment you are born, there are a lot of gifts all given to you.
当你生下的时候，那你周围就是有很多的礼物人送给你。
And your life continue to be showered with a lot more gifts.
而你的一生就是这样的有许多的这些的礼物来得到。
So when we are surrounded by a life where we always have things, it's so hard to remember that we came into this world with nothing and we are not going to carry anything out.
如果我们是这样的，一生下来围绕着我们都是这些许许多多的事物，那我们就很难会就是去想到说我们是其实是没有带什么来，我们也不能够带什么去。
And after we grow up, we are trained, we go to work, now we are able to get more things by our own strength, by our own hands.
我们渐渐长大，我们被教导，我们也得到这样的一个就是能力说我们要借着我们的双手来赚取更多。
And because we work so hard for it,We think that we deserve it even more.
我们是那样的努力的来为这些来奋斗，那因此我们也认为说我们是应该得到更多的。
And the weakness of the flesh tells us that we need more and more to keep this body alive.
而我们的肉体的软弱就告诉我们说，我们需要更多的这些，好叫我们能够继续，就是让我们的生命能够持续。
Because every day we need to eat and drink.
因为每天我们都得吃喝。
And whatever we have, they also grow old and they get destroyed.
而我们所拥有的，它也会渐渐的，就是旧坏，那而毁坏。
So we need money to buy new things to replace all the things.
而我们也需要赚取更多的钱，才来更换这些，更新这些。
So we have to buy new shoes, new socks, new clothes. Then we have to buy new vehicles, we have to buy new phone, new computer, new everything, including renovation of our old home into a new home.
因此我们需要买新的鞋、新的袜、新的车、新的电脑器材，一切都是新的。那甚至我们也要花费钱财来翻新我们的住处。
Our whole life is full of things, so how can we remember that we brought nothing into this world and it is certain that we carry nothing out?
而我们一生都被这些物质这些东西围绕着，那我们是怎么能够记得，我们是生的时候什么都没有带来，我们也不能够带什么去。
Even when we look at a newborn baby, we don't see ourselves like the newborn baby, brought nothing into this world.
甚至是我们看到一个新生的婴孩的时候，我们也不会这样的想到说自己也像这个新生婴孩这样，是生来没有带什么来的。
And so the Lord tells us something that is so logical.
神却把这样的合乎逻辑的事情告诉我们。
You brought nothing in, you carry nothing up.
你没有带什么来世上，你也不能带什么去。
We all have stayed in a hotel before.
我们都住过旅店。
And we bring our suitcase.
而我们带着我们的行李。
Whatever you carry, whatever you bring in, you can bring out.
你带进去旅店的任何东西，你都能够带回去。
You did not bring in, you cannot bring out, except those things that are complimentary, like shampoo and maybe a complimentary water bottle. You can take out.
你如果没有带进去的东西，你都不能够带出来，除非那是旅店赠送给你的，好像一些水之类的。
You can take out with you the television in your hotel room.
你不能够说把这客房里面的电视机给带回去。
You can take out the pillow, the bed sheet, none of those things. You did not bring them in.
你不能够把 这枕头，或者是床单、枕头带，这些带走，因为这些都不是你带去的。
That would be stealing.
那如果是这样，你就是偷窃了。
Isn't that a very simple reminder to all of us? Whenever we go on a holiday, we bring in something, you can carry out what you brought in. That's it.
这岂不是让我们能够很容易明白的，就像你去度假的时候，如果你没有带什么东西，你所带进去的，你都可以带出去。This
world is our hotel room.
那这一个世界是我们的客房。God
says you brought nothing in.
神告诉我们说，你没有带什么来。You
will carry nothing out.
而你就不能带什么去。
Do you know that the 10 richest men on earth today, they are worth more than $1 trillion?
你知道，现在世界的十大首富他们所拥有的
That's $1,000 billion.
就是1000个千亿吧。
I don't know.
是很大的数目了。
That is worth more than some poor countries.
他们所拥有的，甚至是多过一个穷困的国家。
They live in big houses. They own planes and yachts and all kinds of expensive things on earth.
他们是住在大洋房，他们是拥有 飞机，他们使用各样昂贵的物品。
Some of them my own clothes that are worth tens of thousands of dollars.
他们可能有些人所穿着的衣服都是上百万的。
Do you know that no matter how rich they are, no matter how much they have, not a single one of them can take one thread of their expensive clothes with them when they die.
你知道吗？他们无论是有多富有他们是拥有的多少，但是当他们死的时候，他们连他们所穿着衣服的一根线都不能够带。
They can't take even one cent of their billions and billions of dollars with them when they die.
当他们死的时候他们连一分钱虽然他们拥有那数百千万的家产，但是他们一分钱都不能带去。
Because the rule of life is very simple.
因为生命的这样的一个原则这样的一个规则是很简单的。
You brought nothing into this world, you carry nothing out of this world.
你没有带什么来到这世上，你也不能带什么离开这世界。
So why therefore do you want to be motivated by the things of the world when you work?
因此你为什么要就是来被这些世上的事物以世上的事物作为你的推动力来工作呢？
Why do you want to work so hard for more and more things knowing that you brought nothing into this world?And you're not going to carry anything out of this world.
那你为什么要这样的拼命的来工作，而知道说，你没有带什么来，你也不能够带任何东西去。
Do you know that you can carry something out of this world?
你知道吗？你能够把一些的事物来带离开这个世界。
But they are not made out of the things of this world.
而这些却不是借着这世上的东西来就是形成的。
God says you cannot carry them out yourself.
神说你不能够靠自己来把这些带去。
I will carry them for you.
而我会为你把这些带去。
Because the Lord tells us,that precious in his sight are the death of his saints, and his works will follow them.
因为神告诉我们说那圣徒的死是在神的眼里是看为可贵的，那他们的工作的果效是能够被带去的。
That's why when you are godly, you will live for Christ.
因此如果你是敬虔的，你就会为主而活。
You will be constrained by the love of Christ in what you do.
你会为基督而活，你会受基督的激励来做各样的事情。
You will be constrained by the love of Christ in what you do not do, which is sinful.
你会就是被基督来激励而不做那些含罪恶的事情。
You will stop measuring yourself by the abundance of what you possess.
我们应当停止来用我们所拥有的来衡量自己。
You're no longer obsessed by what brand of goods you wear, what kind of watch you wear, what kind of shoes you wear. All these things don't matter anymore in the life of a person who is godly.
那对一个已经是过敬虔生活的人他就是不再以自己身上所穿所用的这些来衡量自己。
Because there is nothing on this earth he can bring with him at death.
因为在这地面上的一切当他死的时候他都不能够带去。
What is important to him is to live for Christ.
那对他而言最重要的就是为基督而活。
Do you have this godliness with contentment?
你是否拥有这敬虔加上知足的心？
Verse 8 is the evidence.
那第八节就是那凭证。
Having food and raiment, let us be therewith content.
这里说只要有意有时就当知足。
Focus on the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们把我们的专注力就是放在主耶稣基督身上。
Thank God for what you have.
为着你所拥有的来向神感恩。
If you have this particular home, thank God for this particular home that God has given to you. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter.
那你所拥有的这住处这家，那你就为着无论它是怎么样的，你都为着这些来向神来感恩。
If it is one room, thank God for that one room home.
那如果是这是一房的物质，那你就为着这一房的物质来感谢神。
If you have 100 rooms, thank God for the 100 rooms.
如果有一百个房子，那你也为着这一百个房子来感谢神。
Focus on your godliness with contentment in Christ.
那我们应当专注于敬谦还有知足的心，在基督里敬谦和知足的心。
Be faithful and love the Lord Jesus Christ as you serve Him.
我们就是在服侍耶稣基督的时候，我们都忠心的来深爱他。
Use the material things that the Lord has entrusted to you wisely for the blessing of others and to help you be a better Christian.
使用神所委托给你的在地面上这物质的东西来把福气来带给其他的人。
Whatever food and clothing the Lord has given to you, thank God for them.
为着神把所赐给你的食物或者是衣物这些来向神感恩。
Just learn to be grateful and to be thankful for how the Lord has saved you and used you.
然后我们都为这神这拯救我们使用我们来向他感恩，向他来感激他。
So that when it is time for us to say goodbye.
好叫当我们说再见的时候来到时。
There is great gain at death.
好叫我们死的时候是能够获得大利。
Because there is life after death.
因为我们知道说死后还有生命。
The great gain begins in Christ Jesus.
这大利是从耶稣基督开始。
Make sure that you are going to heaven at death.
我们必须确保自己在死的时候是上天堂。
You must know that you are already born again in Christ today.
你今天必须知道说自己已经是就是在基督里重生得救了。
Because to know Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior is the beginning of our great gain.
因为我们认识耶稣基督就是我们得到大力的开始。
And he is someone who is just simply thankful as long as he has food and clothing, he is very, very sufficient.
这样的一个人，他就是充满着感恩，那只要他有衣有食，那他就感到够足满就是感恩。
He doesn't need to live in big houses.He doesn't need to eat in expensive places. He just simply wants to be a faithful servant and witness for Christ.
那他就是不需要说来吃昂贵的一餐，或者说住在大房屋里。那他只愿意说敬虔的、忠心的来为主而活。
He knows how to abound.And he knows how to be abased.
他是懂得怎么样的来处富足，也懂得怎么样来处卑贱。
He knows how to be godly when he has plenty. He knows how to be godly when he doesn't have anything.
他懂得当这怎么样的在富足当中来敬虔，他也懂得怎么样的在以穷困当中来敬虔。
Because godliness with contentment is all that matters to him.
因为敬虔加上知足的心，那才是至关重要的。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典、满有慈爱的圣天父。
As we reflect upon the year 2021.
当我们回顾这2021年的时候。
We thank thee, O Lord, for those of our brothers and sisters whom you have called home to glory.
我们为着我们当中你蒙你恩召回到天家回到荣耀里的弟兄姐妹来向你感恩。
For they have finished the race that you have set for them.
因为他们已经跑完了你所为他们定的那路程。
They have fought a good fight and you have called them home to glory.
他们已经打了那美好的仗，那你也把他们呼召回天家。
They have great gain at death in Christ Jesus.
他们在耶稣基督里面，他们在死的时候有获得这样的一个大力。
Help us, O Lord, this night to reflect upon our own lives.
求主帮助我们，让我们来查验我们自己的一生。
May it also be a life of great gain at death.
好叫我们的生命，我们也能够真的是在死的时候能够获得大力。
Help us to make sure of our salvation in Christ Jesus, which is the beginning of our gain.
求主帮助我们，让我们来确定我们的救恩，因为这是获得大力的开始。
For only in Christ Jesus can we be godly.
唯有在耶稣基督里，我们才能进迁。
May we be godly with contentment.
求主让我们不但是进迁，也加上知足的心。
To be thankful to God for the way that you have saved us and help us and use us for thy glory.
我们为着主你是如何的拯救我们，你如何的来使用我们，让我们能够继续来过这敬虔的生活，来感恩。
Help us to keep our eyes focused on our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, as we enter into the new year.
求主帮助我们，让我们在踏入 新的一年的时候，让我们都专注在耶稣基督的身上。
Forgive us, O Lord, of all our sins.
求主饶恕我们一切的罪污。
For the many wasted opportunities that we have wasted in 2021.
为着我们在2021年所这荒废的这一切，我们知道说这一切都已经成为过去。
Help us in the new year, O Lord, to draw closer to our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
求主帮助我们，让我们就是进入新的一年里面，让我们都专注于我们的主耶稣基督。
If it be the year of our Savior's return, may all of us be found faithful and none of us be found wanting.
若是主你在这一年，耶稣基督在这一年回到再来，那愿我们每一个人都在你眼前看为是忠心的。
Prepare our hearts, O Lord, to take the Lord's Supper.
求主预备我们的心，我们来领受圣餐。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
奉靠耶稣基督最宝贵神圣的圣名，我们感恩祷告。
Amen.
Amen.